Hello, my name is Clementine Jaffe. I am 12 years old. Today is Sunday, May 19th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Anna Mae Hicks, who is my grandmother. We are recording this in Lake Oswego, Oregon, and my grandmother is in Pendle, Pennsylvania. The first question is, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
What was your childhood like?
I had a very nice childhood. You know, it was a small town, knew a lot of people, friends with a lot of people up there. It was a nice time growing up there.
Who were your favorite relatives?
I had a favorite aunt. Her name was Wanda. She was my mother's sister. And her husband, Dave. He was really a nice guy, and he would take us places for ice cream and things like that. So, they were probably my favorite.
That sounds fun. How did you meet my grandfather?
I met him on a blind date. A friend of mine was dating a friend of his, and we all went out together, the four of us. And that's how I met him. And, we started dating after that.
Cool. What was the happiest moment of your life?
Probably when I had my children. Your mother, Jennifer, and my other daughter, Katie. I like being a mother. that was my happiest time, having my children.
What was the saddest moment?
When my parents died, I was young. My father died when I was like 21, and my mother passed away when I was like 27. So I missed, that was sad. And, I had to grow up without them.
I'm sorry.
They never got to see, my children or, my grandchildren, so.
I'm so sorry. What's your job like?
I work in an office. It's a small office, and, I do a little of everything. I answer phones, I pay bills, I, invoice people. It's little of everything, and I enjoy it. It's not crazy, and my boss is nice to me. He lets me off when, if I need it over the years, like when my kids were in school and I had to leave work, he was always very understanding and let me, leave to go do things with school. And that was important to me. I always liked to be around, with the kids growing up.
What's your earliest memory?
That's a hard one. Probably grade school, going into first grade, receiving First Holy Communion, things like that. Before that, I think it's going to probably be, like I said, first grade going into school.
That's interesting. What are you proudest of?
I'm proudest of my children and my grandchildren.
Thank you.
I have six grandchildren, and I'm proud of every single one of them. They're very smart. They do a lot of things with sports and school. So I am proud of all of them.
Thank you. Do you have any regrets?
Any regrets? That's a tough one. I probably do. And I'm going to say probably I never went to college. And I think that was a big regret. I think I should have, pursued my education a little more. But I got married when I was, I was young. So I would say just not going to college.
Do you have any tips for life?
Tips? Again, I think just values are very important. To have respect for people, morals, you just have to be a nice person. There's no reason, to be angry or dislike people. I think it's important to have good values and good morals to do the right thing.
Yeah. What's one subject that you would want to know everything about? Like, if you could choose anything in the world to know everything about, what would you choose?
One subject, let's see. That's a hard one. What would I choose? I guess understanding everyone, every different nationality, you know, how they grow up and you know, live in the world. Because, you know, I think I would enjoy learning about other people's, how they grow up.
That's cool. What were your siblings like?
I had an older brother, he was really like about 20 years older than me. So I never really grew up with him, but I had two sisters that you know, we grew up together and we were close. And, you know, I got along with them. We did a lot of things together.
That's nice. Did you get into any trouble as a child?
I probably did. but nothing that bad. You know, when I was young, probably not, more of a teenager, you know, like all teenagers. So, you know, I'm sure I did stuff that made my parents a little crazy, but nothing that was real bad.
What was your hometown like?
Oh, it was great. I loved growing up in that area. There was, like I said, everyone knew one another. It was just a friendly place. You just knew everyone, and you know, you could go outside any time of the day and find someone to play with, and you know, just being around everyone was fun. So yeah, it was a nice town.
Sounds fun. Did you ever move?
Did I what?
Ever move?
I'm sorry, and I can't hear you.
Did you ever move?
Yes, we moved. Pop had, he got a job down in Philadelphia, and, you know, your mom was about 8 years old, and Katie was about 2 years old when we moved down, and it was very difficult, but it was well worth it. I'm glad we did, you know, end up. And actually, I had a sister that lived down here, so I had somebody down here, and that helped a lot, you know, adjusting to it.
Yeah.
So,
how would you describe yourself as a child?
As a child,
mm-hmm.
I was a pretty good, like I said, pretty good kid. You know, I did fair in school and never really caused too much trouble for my parents. You know, I was just a basic kid.
Did you enjoy school?
I did. I probably enjoyed grade school more than high school. By the time I got into high school, I wanted to do different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I did like school, and I liked, you know, like I said, I wish I had gone to college, so that was, you know, one of my regrets, but I did enjoy school.
What kind of student were you and why?
I was probably like a B student, in most subjects. I don't think I flunked anything at all, so, you know, I did well. I was okay in it, so.
Are you still friends with any of your classmates?
No, unfortunately, no, because when we moved down, we moved away from them. The one girl that, you know, that I was real good friends with, she moved to New Mexico. So that kind of got hard. And, you know, we stayed talking for a while, and then you just kind of, you know, do your own thing with your kids and grandkids. And so Yeah, you know, I'm not, I don't see too many of, you know, my classmates since I moved down here.
Did you have a least or most favorite teacher?
A least favorite teacher?
Least or most.
Yeah, I did, because they were a little old when I was in high school. Like, they taught my sisters, they taught my brother, so by the time I came around to high school, again, it was a small town, they were getting up there in age, and yeah, there was like one or two that really shouldn't have been teaching at that time, but, you know, I got by, you know.
What are your best memories of school?
Of school? Oh, dances, proms, you know, being with friends, going on class trips, that kind of stuff. The teachers, some of the teachers, you know, the younger ones, they were different. It was nice. They were good teachers. I'm trying to think, just being with friends all the time. So it was, yeah, I liked at school at that time then.
Yeah. What was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite, I did like typing and shorthand, English I liked, not so much with history, but mostly typing and shorthand. They were my favorite. Mm-hmm. I liked the teachers that taught it, so
yeah,
that helped. You know?
Do you like your job currently?
Do I? Yes. Yes. Like I said, he was good. He, you know, when I had to leave, you know, for the kids or anything, he was always good to let me go. Yeah, I do like my job. I've been with him quite a few years, and I'm getting ready to probably retire, so, but yes, I do like it.
How were my mom and my aunt as children?
They were very good. They were really good kids. teenagers, again, you know, when you get into that teenagers, it was a little iffy once in a while, but they never did drugs. There was never any problems, like, with things like that. And I was, you know, I was proud that they made it through those, you know, hard years. So, but they were good. They were good kids.
How was your marriage?
My marriage? Hard times once in a while, but we, like I said, got through it. We're going to be married 47 years, so I guess we just like one another. We stay together and you know, raise our kids.
Where is your favorite place to go?
I like going to the ocean. I like when we go all together down to the ocean with the grandkids. And you know, I like doing that. So hopefully again this year we can, you know, when you guys come in, we can go.
Where's your least favorite place to go?
Where's my least favorite?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. Let me think. Where would be my least favorite place? Probably, like I said, I've been working for so many years now.
Yeah.
Going to work every day gets to be a little, you know, hard. I don't know. I mean, I do like work. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't know what my least favorite would be. Food shopping.
Yeah.
I don't like the food shop.
Me neither. What's your greatest fear?
Well, I guess my greatest fear would be if illness for my grandchildren or my children. You know, I just want them to be safe and healthy. I want them to finish school and do well in school. You know, times are a little different than when I was growing up. So, you know, I just want them to be safe. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard with school anymore, and so I fear for, you know, their safety and their well-being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite and least favorite sport?
Well, my favorite sport would probably be football, because your grandfather likes football. My least favorite would be basketball. I never, except in high school, I used to like basketball, but as I got older, not so much. And I don't like hockey. That's not one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. But I would say football, baseball.
I'm not the best at basketball because I'm not tall. What did your parents do as an occupation?
My father worked in the coal mines up in Wilkes-Barre. It was a very big industry up there at that time. And he worked about 25 years. He worked in the coal mines until he got sick. He had, they used to call it black lung. And then he worked for the state for a while. And then he retired. My mother worked in a factory, because there was a lot of factories up there. And it was a shoe factory, so she worked there for a while until she retired. And your grandfather, when he was working up there, he did painting and carpentry and stuff like that. That's what he, you know, his job was until he got the job down here when we moved. And then he was an iron worker until he retired. He worked 30-some years as a Philadelphia iron worker.
Cool. If you had...
wish you were back here.
All right. If you had 3 wishes, what would they be and why?
Well, one would be that you guys would be back in Pennsylvania, because I miss you terribly. Let's see, but I'll be seeing you soon when you come in for summer vacation. That would be one of my wishes. Let's see.
Okay. Do you hear my mom and my brother screaming?
Do you hear what?
My mom and my... Sorry.
And who?
Sorry, I forgot to pause that part. My mom and my brother are playing a board game, and I guess one's winning and one's losing, so they're screaming ecstatically. On the topic of board games, do you have a favorite board game?
Do I have a favorite? I like Scrabble. I like to play Scrabble. So maybe when you guys come in, we can play.
Yeah.
That'll be fun, yes.
Yeah. What were your favorite cartoons as a child?
Well, let's see. When I was young, favorite cartoons, trying to think this morning. Bugs Bunny, The Roadrunner, Mickey Mouse, Clubhouse. they were... Yeah, Tweety Bird and Sylvester. Mm-hmm. They were the cartoons when I was young.
Go ahead. Do you have any, like, non-cartoon TV shows? Favorite non-cartoon?
I'm trying to think what was on when I was younger. There was, sure, a lot of them, but I'm trying to think of some of them. It's been so many years. Pause it for a second, okay?
Okay. All right, sorry, I had to think. Okay, continue.
Some of the shows I watch would be probably like Westerns, because that's what my father watched, and he kind of had to watch what he wanted to watch. there's nothing that really stands out that was my favorite, but, maybe like the Ed Sullivan Show, that's right. That was a popular one, and that's when the Beatles came out and everything. We got to see that. That was an old show, a variety show, and he would he would have a lot of, you know, different singers on. And I remember, on Saturday, there was an American Bandstand when I was older, like a teenager, and loved that because, you know, they would have all the music and, you know, the kids would be dancing. And actually, I think that took place down here in Philly. But, you know, we lived in Wilkes-Barre at the time. But I used to love watching that every Saturday morning. That was, like, my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite or least favorite music?
Oh, boy, music. I like music. We like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones. And what was the movie? Yeah, Creedence. Clearwater Revival was a favorite of, you know, growing up.
Three Dog Night.
Yeah, Three Dog Night. There was a lot of, you know, musicians back then that, you know, we liked. Yeah.
How has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
Well, I imagine staying in Wilkes-Barre, like I said, we had a lot of family up there. And I think moving down to Philadelphia changed everything. It was just totally different than growing up in Wilkes-Barre. I never expected to move away from, you know, all my family up there. That was very difficult. But, you know, again, once we got down here and got settled, you know, I'm glad we did it, but I never thought we would move away. That's probably, you know, growing up and, you know, when we first got married and started having children, I just thought we would always be up there.
Mm-hmm.
But since Pop had to get, you know, he got a job down here, we just moved down here, and it was different, totally different.
If you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, who would it be and why?
Let's see, who would I want to interview? Probably a pope. It wouldn't matter which one, but a pope to talk to them about, you know, just an amazing life they lived. I think I would like Pope John or even Pope Francis. That would interest me, talking to them.
How did you choose your daughter's name?
Actually, your grandfather had a lot to do with it. He liked the name Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just starting to get popular back then. So that's your mother's name. And your Aunt Katie, we named her Catherine. We just liked the name. It was just a pretty name. So we named her, you know, Catherine, and just called her Katie.
Yeah. How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a good mother, a good grandmother. I would like to be remembered as a person that has morals and values, which is quite important to me. But mostly to be like a good mom. A good mom and a good grandmother, a good wife.
You're all of those things. What is the first thing you notice about a person?
Well, I think I would notice their eyes, their personality, how they are, if they're, you know, how they are talking to me, if they're respectful and kind. Pretty much, you know, that's it, you know, their personality.
Mm-hmm. What would your perfect day be like?
Well, getting to sleep in the morning, because I get up quite early to go to work. Not having work, I love Saturdays. You know, I just get to sleep in a little bit and take the day real slow, you know, cleaning and, you know, food shopping, things like that. That's pretty much just a nice, calm day where you don't have to rush around and do a lot of things, just to be able to relax, especially when it's spring or summer.
Mm-hmm. What's on your bucket list?
My bucket list. I would love to go out west to some of the, like, Colorado and the Grand Canyon, Texas. My sister, older sister lives in Texas. I would like to go visit her. Mm-hmm. I would like to travel to Maine. I think that's a pretty state. I like Florida. We went down one time to Key West, and that was really nice down there. I would like to visit that again.
Yeah. If you were stranded on a deserted island and you could only have one item, what would it be?
Yeah, it's a hard one, just one item. But probably my computer, so I can keep in touch with people and, you know what's going on in the world, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to have my computer.
What's your favorite season and why?
My favorite season is fall. I've always loved when the leaves change colors. You know, Halloween, Thanksgiving. That was always my most favorite. My second favorite would be spring. I like when the trees start budding, you know, and flowers blooming and everything. So first would be fall, and second would be spring.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Probably ice cream. I really enjoy ice cream, so I would eat that.
What's one thing you couldn't go a day without?
Probably my computer. Like I said, I like to keep in touch with, you know, people on Facebook and the news and things like that. So my computer, I would be lost without it.
Do you like the technology of today, of the modern world?
I do, to a point. I mean, like I said, I like the computer. I like that part of it. I don't like the phones, the cell phones, and on, you know, with, you know, the kids being on playing games all the time. I don't like that. I mean, it's good for certain things, but I think it's tough on kids. You know, that's all they do is play games, and they don't go outside and play anymore, you know, ride bikes or anything like that, because they're always on the computer, you know, doing that kind of stuff. So it's good and it's bad. I think everything in moderation.
Yeah. If you had to describe yourself in 5 words, what would they be?
I would say kind, generous, a good mother, a good grandmother, religious, honest. I think I went over 5.
What's your favorite holiday?
It would have to be Christmas. It's a hard, you know, getting everything together and shopping and all, you know, baking and all of that, but I like being with family. I love when the kids are opening up their gifts. So Christmas would be my favorite, my most favorite holiday.
What's the first thing you would do if you won the lottery?
If I won the lottery, the first thing I would do is share it with my kids, my children. after that, I would travel. I think I would just, you know, me and Pop would just go out and travel, because that would be the, you know, a lot of fun to not have to worry about it with money or anything, and just go see everything in the United States. There's so much to see.
Yeah.
So, but I would definitely share with my children and, you know,
thank you.
Help them out.
What's the best ice cream topping or ice cream flavor?
Well, the best would be a banana split.
Yeah.
That's, you know, with vanilla, chocolate, mm-hmm. strawberry, and all the toppings and nuts, the whipped mm-hmm. cream, the bananas.
Yeah.
That's the best, a banana split.
I agree. What would your dream home look like?
I think my dream home would be near the shore.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, or even on a lake, mm-hmm. A swimming pool in the backyard, a bedroom for every grandchild.
Would you rather be itchy or sticky for the rest of your life?
I would say sticky. I don't think I would want to be itchy for the rest of my life. So just sticky.
Mm-hmm. It depends on if it's itchy in one spot, or sticky in one spot, or itchy like all over, or sticky all over. I don't know.
Well, still sticky. I think I'd rather be sticky mm-hmm. all over than itchy all over.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the best gift you've ever given or received?
The best gift that I received would be my engagement ring and my wedding ring. Besides that, it would be my children, my grandchildren. Again, that would be the best gift.
What is the worst topping to put on a pizza?
I would say anchovies.
Yeah.
And then I would say pineapple.
I like pineapple. I don't know.
They're probably my two worst.
Yeah.
On a pizza?
I like pineapple for some reason. I like pineapple without the ham, though. So, like, Hawaiian pizza without the ham part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Pop said he likes it, too.
What tiny animal, if it was made the size of a whale, what would be the scariest animal?
I would say, can I say like a mosquito?
That would be, oh yeah.
More of an insect, but can you imagine that being the size of a whale?
Oh my God. It could like suck all of your blood in one go.
And it should be itching.
Ew. And then you'd actually be itchy all over.
All over. How about a skunk?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you imagine that being the size of a whale?
That would be bad. What responsibility would you gladly give up?
I would give up cooking. In fact, I just told your grandfather tonight I don't like cooking. And he said he doesn't like cooking either, so I'm stuck with it. But yeah, probably cooking.
Cooking. What would you not want to give up?
What would I not want to give up? I don't know. I mean, there's not much left. Cleaning. It's not my favorite either. I don't know what I wouldn't want to give up.
What is your middle name and why are you named that?
I was actually, my first name is Anna and I was named after my grandmother. My middle name is May and it happened to be my mother's favorite month. So that's why she named me Anna May.
That's a cool story.
That's why.
My middle name is Anne.
Yes.
Yes, because of you.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of today?
My most favorite part of today was talking to my granddaughter, Clementine.
Thank you. Yes, me too.
I loved every minute of it. We don't do this enough. I really enjoyed it. This was the best thing ever.
Yeah. I want to do this with like everyone now. Would you rather be as tiny as a fly or as big as a dinosaur?
I think I would rather be as big as a dinosaur, because I think if you were tiny as a fly, people would step all over you. Mm-hmm. And I think big as a dinosaur, you get to step over them.
If you were to be any animal, ever living or dead, what animal would you be?
I think I would like to be a bird, like an eagle that can soar up high in the sky and see everything below, and just fly around to all the different areas and see the lakes and the rivers. I think I would really like to be like an eagle.
Yeah, that would be fun to fly around. What do you spend most of your time doing?
Well, most of my time I'm working. When I'm at home, it's cooking and cleaning. I like to watch TV once in a while. I like to, go to the movies. Go for rides, different areas.
Yeah.
Go out to dinner.
Mm-hmm. So that was talking with my grandmother for around 40 minutes. I really had a lot of fun doing this, and I want to do this again sometime because I learned so many things, and it was so cool to see stuff, see different, and hear about different lives, and we've never really talked this in depth before. So I hope you enjoyed. Goodbye.
I did enjoy it. I loved it. Thanks for asking me, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, sweetheart. I love you.
I love you.